Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have propelled them to success. On this episode, I'm joined by Nicole Rowe, the founder and creative force behind the boutique design firm R. Nixon Interiors. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bo, I'm happy to be here.
Great. Tell me about being a designer. What does that mean to you and how does it inspire you?
I've always been someone that was just highly affected by her surroundings from a little kid. You hear the story of the young girl who's moving furniture around, repainting her rooms, but it always felt more than that. It always felt like there was a reason behind it and not just a little girl playing dress up in her room. But it wasn't until I was older and in my 20s that I had really learned what being an interior designer meant. I grew up in a community that there were some decorators, but the profession of interior design never crossed my radar. And it really wasn't until a few years into college where I was already in a building construction program, having interns with developers, that I realized interior design might actually be the path I want to take.
That's great. And some of the material I read, you talk about being a mom and an entrepreneurial, often with your kids in tow. How do you see your role as a business leader and a mom continuing to shape and inspire the next generation of creative professionals?
I was lucky to grow up with a dad who was an entrepreneur. He was an engineer. He had a filtration company. He had the big warehouse and the forklifts and all of the packages. And in the summer, he would take us to his office. And then it was like filing the paperwork, where it's like the three or four sheets that printed on everything. And I got to see it. I got to be part of it. I got to realize what he did every day. And I've really take pride in that. And I've wanted to do the same with my children. They have the same opportunities to come see my warehouse, see my studio, come on job sites and realize, yes, they see the finished product. They see the YouTube videos and the pictures, but they also know what it took to get there. They've met the trades, they've met the clients. And of course, you know, every project doesn't mean children are invited. And that doesn't mean my kids are there often, but they're there often enough where they understand what it takes. But they also see, oh, this is what mom is doing when she might be missing some random event at school or has to work late. They know that the job that I'm doing is important and it does impact people's lives. And it's more than just picking paint colors.
Not every day is bring your child to work day, but it is nice to let them see what a day in the life of mom or dad is like.
I think it's important. And on the flip side, my husband's a citrus grower. So he has the opportunities also to let the kids ride in the truck or go see the packing houses or whatever the field operations are. So they see that people have to work hard, whether now you're a tractor driver or in my case, an electrician, or you're the founder or CEO.
That's getting lost in this world of everybody gets a trophy when you get on the field or get on the dance floor. I'm glad it's still alive and well in some aspects of the world, though.
Yes, I fully agree with that.
So let's skip over and talk tech for a minute. In today's fast-paced world with the kids in tow, how have you integrated any tech-driven solutions into R. Nixon Interiors to enhance your services or help scale your business? What's your favorite piece of tech today?
Of course. I think with interiors, once again, it sounds light and airy, but really we're project coordinators. There is so many steps and little details along the way that need to be tracked. So we use a software called Design Files that is everything from the client signing the contract through payment, through design boards, through material tracking, because we do it all. We are a full service firm. So not only are we designing your space and doing the drawings and elevations, we are also procuring the items. We're ordering them to our warehouse that we do in-house. inspecting them, storing them. And as like that logistics, that just can't be pen and paper. There needs to be a process and there needs to be a program that allows you to do that. And now the past, honestly, 9 months, the AI world, and I know I've heard you talk about it, has really elevated what we do. I don't think it's taken away anything of what we've done. It's not replaced us, but it's allowed us to take our ideas, our selections, our drawings that we spent hours on and create these images that really allow us to show to the client, this is going to be your end result. And it takes away almost those question marks because they see it, they know it, and they can feel it.
Do you have a favorite tool that's helping you with those image generation models that you're using?
Currently, we've still been very content, especially with the new ChatGPT. Like up-leveling, we've been able to upload our elevations, all of our product selections, and then a very detailed prompt that goes into the explanation of what we want and how we want it. And we've gotten to be pretty successful with the outcome. I know we could probably be better and there's some great options out there, but I think for where we are right now, it works really well.
I'm just excited to hear that you're trying it, that you're pushing it on your staff, you're allowing them to be creative with it. I think that's key for most entrepreneurs and business leaders today to not get left behind, don't ignore it, see what it can do and push the boundaries with it.
Yes,
I agree. I forgot the name of the software you mentioned, but you said it ties into your warehouse. Is it Catalog where you set that last picture or lamp so that you don't have to, your staff's not wondering about where those products are in the warehouse and allow you to go to them easily and quickly?
So currently we work on about a dozen projects at a time. So we have the ability pretty easily to know where everything is. This fall, though, we are moving into a larger warehouse. So we've been in the process of researching and developing softwares that do a much better inventory location type process. And it's been tricky. I would love to know if any of your listeners or yourself have found one that works, because we need it to be very user-friendly on both ends. If we receive further designers or my team needing to upload all their information, but then having the warehouse staff on that side be able to use it easily as well, it's been tricky. So we use design files for almost all of that, but then we still use Google Drive, where each client has a folder and we upload photos and everything is stored that way. But yes, I would love to find a program that could do it that I don't have to create myself at this point.
So one thing that I'm working on is an AI development environment where if you think it, AI can develop it for you. And I actually produced my first piece of software last week with it. So it's pretty exciting. It's still very rudimentary, like a tic-tac-toe game, something like that. But you can take what you learn from that and build even more. So that's where I'm hoping it goes sooner rather than later. Let's switch off of technology for a minute. Let's talk about transformations. You have any inspiring client stories where you've gone in and allowed them to go through a mindset shift and helped them achieve something remarkable or really saw the benefit of your services in their project and couldn't believe what came out of it?
Yeah. So our main client base are busy professionals, C-suite executive founders that work really hard on, yes, their company, but also their personal image, their personal brand, how they're perceived on the internet, what they wear to work every day, the cars they drive. It really all creates this personal brand. But so many of these busy individuals are going home at the end of the day to very basic homes. They might be nice homes, but they're very basic, boring spaces that don't reflect who they are. And because of that, they're not inviting people over. They're not living the life at home that they really should. So these professionals are coming to us to come into their homes and really develop their personal brand in a functional way, but also just a very personalized way. What do they love? How do they live? How do they want to spend their time? But how do they want the people that come into their space to feel? If that makes sense, because so many of them aren't utilizing that. But once they do that, and even just home offices, for example, the spaces around you really elevate your whole life. So not necessarily one person, but I think everyone who's done it, when they have friends come over and they look around and they have the ability to say, I know exactly who lives here. I know exactly how you live. I know what you love, and how cool to have a space like this.
Neat. I like that. So when you first meet a client and you start talking about that vision that you have and you design things, I know you said you were using AI to do some image generation for you to help paint the picture for them. When that project's complete, how do you bring it back to a close and show them the value that they receive through your services?
It's that HGTV reveal sounds glorious and beautiful. And you're normally not going to get that from a standpoint of the client's going to be involved in some capacity. They're not going from before to after in the course of 72 hours. Some projects can be over a year. New builds can be a few years. But I think always coming back to what the core goal was, what, you know, words, what phrases, what feeling did you want at the end? And to get there, you just have to remind the person of that because there is some of the messy middle. But I do think clients get excited. They want it. They trust you because they all know to trust professionals. And as long as the process is smooth, you know, you're staying within budget, you're staying within timeline, they have a great contractor. It really is exciting for them.
So I'm curious, as we start to wrap this up, I read where R. Nixon Interiors was a play on your name, but how did you come up with R. Nixon?
So we started as Nicole Rowe Design, as many businesses that think they're just going to be one person, maybe an intern. But as we grew and started creating these projects that were bigger than me, I have team members that have visions. We wanted to create a brand that almost became an identity. And the joke is like, who is R. Nixon? R. Nixon is all of our clients. My last name is Roe, so we stole the R from that. My first name is Nicole. My maiden name was Erickson. So it was a play on that, but we still wanted that elevated feeling of who is R. Nixon. I also loved the idea of it almost being gender neutral. It wasn't a super feminine name. It wasn't a super masculine name. It wasn't offensive to anyone. And it was that mystery of who is R. Nixon? And yes, telemarketers do call asking for Mr. Nixon on the phone. It happens more often than you can imagine. But I think having a name, especially with a brand of your company that your entire team can really lean into and be proud that they do work for R. Nixon Interiors and not just a person, is really neat. Because it does give them that ability to really work hard and be proud of what they've done.
I would have so much fun if somebody called and asked to speak to Mr. Nixon. I just can't resist. I can't resist.
Oh, we have our van. We have a van to deliver products. So we've named the van Richard. So occasionally people have also called asking for Richard. And we're like, oh, Richard's out in the parking lot playing on it because if they are really serious about wanting to get us as a client or customer, they're going to do a little research.
Love that. Yeah. Erickson, the maiden name, was the missing piece that I didn't find in my research. So
yes. No, you're great. It's super fun.
What do you want to tell listeners that we haven't covered today? What's one topic you want to speak to that we haven't talked about?
I really think giving them the permission and not thinking that it's selfish to have a space that they love, to really invest the money and the time that it takes to develop your personal spaces. And this can be your house or your office, to be honest, to really allow them to tell your story, to have the permission to collect things that you love, whether it's art or musical instruments or records or just books, anything that you can surround yourself with that tells a story. Let your house be layered, but also don't be afraid to reach out to a designer. We handle distance projects as well across the country. We love a vacation home or a mountain home and primary residences. We do virtual consultations, which is also a great way just to kickstart what your dreams might be. We can walk through a space, we can talk through your goals. But I do think so many people think that having a great home and a well-designed home feels selfish or unnecessary, but once it's done, you realize it elevates your whole life, but also everyone around you.
That's great. That's very timely. My wife was just picking on me yesterday. She called my collection of pottery a problem. So I now get to tell her, go listen to Nicole, and you'll see that it's not a problem. It's my personality coming through.
It is. And if it's done intentionally, if you have a shelf or certain areas that, display it, not just one thing randomly around, it really starts to tell a story, especially if it's been collected or handmade, then it's just really neat.
Cool. Nicole, I really enjoyed our time. The audience wants to connect with you and learn more about our Nixon interiors. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so our website is R like the letter Nixon, NickSon Interiors. And that's also our handle on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn, we're on TikTok. We have a YouTube channel as well, Facebook, all the social platforms. And feel free to reach out, send a DM. We'd love to chat.
Great. Nicole, thanks so much for your time. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, this was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right. This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.